Wednesday, the 28th of May, 1913. Chief Beavers to renew his vice war. Atlanta, Georgian Wednesday, May 28, 1913. Declares that he will clean out disorderly places when Hutchison furnishes list. Renewed crusades to clean out vice in Atlanta have been precipitated by the publication Tuesday of an open letter to Chief of Police Beavers by Carl Hutchison, an Atlanta attorney. Chief Beavers called up Hutchison with a demand for his information, asking names, addresses, and character of occupants, and declared Wednesday that he would proceed to clean up if the requested information was furnished. Hutchison is now preparing a list of the places which he declared are immoral, and told the chief he would place the list in Beavers' hands 3 days hence. Hutchison was asked by the chief to swear to the character of the inmates of each house he names, and to sign his name to his affidavit, and will be called as a witness in prosecuting the landlords. "We will have some cleanup, sure," said Chief Beavers Wednesday. "When I get Hutchison's information, I will prove that I am giving no protection to anybody. I would be glad to have everyone report to me any resort that they might know of. It will help in the crusade. I will take speedy action against them all." Dorsey to confer with Felder. Solicitor General Hugh M. Dorsey declared Wednesday that he would confer with Colonel T.B. Felder relative to the proposed grand jury probe of his corruption charges against police officials and the counter charges of bribery made against him by the police. Colonel Felder would not comment on the affair at all, other than to say he was not yet ready to issue his statement substantiating his sensational charges. Detective Chief Lanford issued a signed statement proposing to send Collier handcuffed to Knoxville and Colonel Felder in charge of a detective in Columbia, S.C. Lanford's contribution. "I will make this proposition to Colonel Felder," he said. "I will handcuff A.S. Collier and send him back to Knoxville, Tenney, without requisition papers, if he, Colonel Felder, will accompany one of my men to Columbia, S.C., waiving requisition papers. Thereby, I will get rid of two nuisances." Colonel Felder issued the following statement relative to the proposed grand jury investigation. "No investigation would be too exhaustive. I would be pleased to go before any committee, organization, or tribunal. I have done nothing wrong. There is nothing within my whole professional career of which I am ashamed. I wish an investigator would be started.